Hello, hi, welcome to another Chessapod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Stellaville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mo ngwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chessapod.
Welcome to another episode of the Chessapod. I am Joy Mpande, and I'm not alone. As per usual, I'm joined by... Right, and if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday, so of course we start with some music news. All roads were leading to like DSTV Delicious. We were all going because we were so excited because Janet Jackson was coming, and now she's withdrawn because, of course, she did experience some sad news with family loss. Of course, if you didn't know, now you know, is the fact that her brother Tito Jackson from the Jackson 5, one of the five of the Jacksons, passed away. Yes, he suffered like a medical emergency. That's how it was reported in the States. But yeah, we're not sad about just the loss of the Jackson. We're also sad because Janet Jackson is not coming through. Are you like, were you going to go? Were you excited about Janet?
No, I told you before, Jill Scott.
That's Jill Scott, my cup of tea. Zimbana, why you feel like, that's my like cup of I've tea. Seen her before? I don't know. I feel like I've seen her before, but you know what? I'm all for Jill, definitely. But I was more excited about Janet Jackson's performance, to be quite honest. I just felt like she was going to give us something very Beyonce-like, very like a real great, you know, money-worthy, you know, type of performance.
Jill Scott at least brings hot mamas.
Yes. Okay. All right. Missed that, of course. It's all about the ladies. But of course, if you are out there, let us know what's up. I'm definitely not going to go anymore.
Why?
I'm good. I think I'm fine. Well, I've done Delicious like so many times.
Oh, Janet Jackson. Pandemic.
Yeah, like I'm really like so sad. I really wanted to go, and I was going predominantly or solely for her. Yeah, I was Java, Abu Banba, Sibabona, like Sibabona every day. So yeah, it's fine. But go ahead and enjoy. Yes, report on it. Love it for you. Moving on to some other news though, Puleng Phofolo is still recovering. If you might not really, okay, we didn't actually really know her like that in this industry, but she is a singer, and she was involved in the car accident that claimed the life of Umalum Vector, and she's just released some new music. She's saying that she penned an emotional tribute. She called it Mama, where she's pretty much trying to help people overcome their struggles and heal from, you know, quite a lot of things that they've been through, I guess. So yeah, it's quite sad but beautiful at the same time. You know, you gotta make lemons out of lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's exactly what it is. And of course, it's actually good that now we're paying attention to her brand. We didn't know her, and now we know. And we're excited to have her. Yes, yes. It's all about the money. And this industry, I think, even though, you know, it was quite a tragic story that, you know, that brought her to our attention, she was definitely capitalized on that as much as she can. We all know how this industry works, right?
Yes, yes.
Moving on to some other news. Oh, God. It's okay. How do I start the story? So MT has spoken about firing Lolly Native.
Problem.
He alleges betrayal. Now, okay. It just the other day, Lolly Native, the rapper, he announced that he, you know, his departure from MT Records, which is MT's record label. And he's saying that he wishes him all the best. It's all kumbaya. He will never hate on somebody that gave him a platform in this industry. But MT is not smoking the peace pipe. He is on some, that man is trying to kill me. Have a listen to what he had to say.
I don't want anyone around me. No one. I'm no more helping people than grateful. That's why I even fired Lolly, because Lolly is friend to people who want to kill me. Yeah.
But you know, you always say...
Now he's playing victim. Now he's playing victim. Everyone now is attacking me. I'm like, you guys want me to keep someone who hangs out with people who want to kill me? What if he sets me up with those people? Then what? This is for my safety and my well-being.
Never. Yes, Benkula no lolly the other day at Yaibo. No, you guys are still good. Yeah, he will never turn against Umuntu who put him on, you know?
He says that every time. Mm. And that's just a phrase that he uses every time. Mm. For who's nine years. Mm. But Yasu Munto Krain. Mempile MP.
Yeah.
No more na Umtumela want to send me death threats.
Aibo, gig. I, but it's okay. Ngiyabonga
for cut time. After everything I did for this country, ngiyenza so. Omanyamaze ngiyahlonishwa. La South Africa ngithule kwamasimu.
But never. Ngiyakuzwa. Hayi, correct, Shem. I correct.
Don't deserve my energy, my time. I'm too good of a person for all these people.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm still the wrong one. Mm. After all the money I wasted, I'm still the wrong one.
Who called you?
And I've told him plenty times, but yo, warn your friend.
But yes, I
talk to your friend.
It's not even.
Well, I guess they are in it together. Let it be.
Aye, but
the rent, let's be sure. You see, on Jalo.
MT, I will tell you something. I don't know when he's like high or not. I really can't tell the difference. I've seen him like sober. I've like interacted with him. Mm-hmm. Like, but I can't tell the difference. I really can't. So I don't know when we were talking about this, whether he was high or not. I think he can speak for himself. But either way, high or not, you are saying something on the record. And yeah, you're sounding a bit crazy. Because, this is not the first time that I'm hearing MT saying that somebody wants to kill him. There was a point at some point in the industry where he was going around wearing a bulletproof vest saying that he was scared for his life because he was scared.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and yeah, even he told me that I was trying to get him killed. And
you.
I was just like, but like, how did you come to that conclusion? I don't get it. But I really hope they actually like mend things, you know. At some point.
No. Let's go back to your part. You say he claims that you...
Yeah, like he literally said that on text because I published an article about him telling me exactly. Like, hence, voice notes are very important. Do you get what I mean? Like, because people will come back and be like, I didn't say that. And yes, sir, you did. So when I published the article with him where he spoke to me and said people were trying to kill him, he sent me screenshots of like... death threats or apparent death threats that he received. And I wrote the article.
Can you imagine it's such a good joy for Mumbula Lisa?
Like, Danny, bruh, I don't even know how to hold a gun. I don't know that. Okay, maybe I might know some people, but that's not the point. I wouldn't want to get, you know, I think regardless of like MT's drama,
mm-mm,
I feel like he's one of the best musicians we have or artists that we have in this country. It's just unfortunate that, you know, his story is being painted in this way. And you know what? He's really holding the pen and he's the one who's writing the story this way.
I wonder if he released it.
If he released what?
Music lately.
Yeah, he did actually. The song that I know, the last release that I know, let me say that, it was called Believe or Believer. I need to double check that. But it's definitely Believe Something. And it was very nice, very catchy, as per usual, MT vibes. He's always going to bring, you know, something to the table. Yeah, he must just kind of put some respect on his own name, I think. But he's okay. I think there have been various allegations about him that have been floating around. But it's obviously, you know, I don't know what to say about MT anymore. But that's that on that. We got to move on to some other news. DJ Cleo said something quite interesting recently. He said male DJs are overbooked by influencers. Makes sense. Makes sense. Not the first time that I'm hearing of the story. Do you agree with his, what, you heard his statement?
Yeah, I agree with his statement.
Yeah.
Because no sooner they batch back and as if, but it's at the advert, go TV, then boom. DJ, my advert is playing. So,
yes.
You're my influencer. I loop, and you.
Yes.
And the good part is that, Clear said, apparently someone on social media posted, no talent is now a new talent.
Yes.
Dalasas would call Nabantaba Bangana talent, Mara, by as far. Acting, radio, DJing, music. So,
yeah,
I'm a panda.
For sure. I mean, but we're not gatekeeping the industry. I feel like I'm all for people coming into the, you know, entertainment industry and there being new faces, that new voices that we're hearing. However, I feel like when you get onto a platform, you must respect it. You must respect the craft of it. Hence, you know, we've had actors complain that, you know, influencers can come on the sea or on set, but, you know, they treat it differently. They also treat the entire, you know, craft of it just like differently. They don't remember their lines. They want to be fed lines, things like that. So I feel like, if you were an influencer, it's okay. Like, I feel like, you know, there's so much you can do on social media. And if you want to get into the industry, it's just a matter of you respecting whatever platform that you're on and kind of taking it a step further than just being cute and beautiful and, like, actually putting in the effort.
But soon, maybe there's DJ Mihlalindama.
Whoa. And yes, it's not far-fetched. I mean, look at Tulipongolo. Like...
Like, Kosalibetika acting.
Acting. Or King, the geek. Which one is it? Oh, busy lima porisa.
My porisa gatekeeping.
My porisa probably be like, no, baby. Like, it's cool. I got you. We're going to go international industry. Kiarona. Batubakevana barona.
Yeah, boss.
Yes. But actually, while we're still on that topic, let's have a listen to rather what DJ Cleo had to say about that.
Influencers getting DJ deciding to DJ.
The law again. The constitution. I forgot what clause it is. The right to, was it freedom of trade? Yeah, you can trade in whatever sector you want to trade in, you know, without restrictions. And yeah, good for them.
Technically,
it's just sad. It's just sad. I saw somewhere on social media, someone put it nicely, Ati, and I want to look into the camera. No talent is the new talent.
Well, that's that on that. Hopefully the influencers are listening and they will definitely make us eat our words a little bit. Let's have them, you know, flock into the entertainment industry and actually leave a mark and become like icons and legends in the space, you know?
Re squeezing in le rena re nyaka go ba gona mo industry. Re lokele.
That's that on that. That's that on that. Something else, music almost related. A rapper, Nadia Nakai. Okay, another day, another reality show. That's what I wanted to say. Nadia Nakai has now scored herself a reality show. It's coming up this October on the 12th on MTV Base. It's called Beyond Braga. Are you excited about it? Why am I excited about it? I feel like...
Because it's Braga.
I mean, no, I'm not like a fan like that. You know, I just feel like it's a reality show that can give. I think she has a lot going on in terms of like her career. You know, it's the makeup. We want to see how she's like been grieving, what else she does. Like, she's kind of like bossing up. I think she's kind of like bossed up, in fact, like throughout the year or two. Has it been 2 years? You know, she's kind of been like in her bag. And I think we want to see how she does that. Right now, I'm definitely into like, okay, I've always been into reality shows. We just finished the Bonang one on SABC. So right now, we definitely want to watch the next one. I'm not sure about putting it on MTV. I never, like, guys, do we have DSTV? Can we just all, do you have DSTV? Hey. Like, do we still watch that thing? I don't know.
Do that extra thing.
I don't know. But like, I really wish it was like maybe like an SABC, because they have that SABC platform now where we can just watch all of these things for free. Okay, so yeah, hopefully.
Like lately, I'm experiencing difficulties to watch TV. 2 hours, then I'm done. That's, it's news, then it's Peto, then scandal, then I'm done.
Okay.
TV, like me being glued to a screen, it's frustrating.
At least you're watching these shows. To be quite honest, I've been having a hard time watching these local shows that are like predominantly on non-streaming platforms, because you have to catch up. And like, for me, if I miss the episode today, then I've missed it all. Like, I need to binge watch something.
Or YouTube.
Or like, please YouTube me. Like something. At least Kim Sam is on YouTube. I just don't watch it, but I promise I will watch it at some point. I've been kind of putting that off. I've been saying I'm going to watch this show, I'm going to watch this show, and I still haven't. But lucky we have Twitter, and somehow we just catch up on all these shows. Samarinyana, shout out to the people who post a few clips and give us, you know, a little bit of what's been happening.
TV sucks now, eh? I'm not saying, I'm not talking about in terms of streaming, but TV sucks.
The content?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even the content, better. No wonder they're really trying.
Like, we're for the entertainment in the streets. But speaking of which, actually, there's another show that's coming up soon on SABC. It's kind of like a soul buddies type of show. I wonder if it's going to live up to that type of content. It's called Chibi. Chibi. It's new, and it's coming up, and it's going to like kind of like give that kind of thing. Just in case you're wondering what to put on your reminders, that's what some people will be watching, I guess. Yes. Now, moving on to some other music news yet again. Cardi B had to defend Tyler against critics for calling her an uppity African.
Uppity African.
Yes.
What does that mean? You.
An uppity African, it implies that you're arrogant or you have a sense of entitlement.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Like the MTV or is it a BT award that she won?
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
Well, okay, but that's the thing. People just misinterpreted everything. They missed the entire thing. But in case you don't know what we're talking about, what had happened was, well, Tyler won the MTV Video Music Award for Best Afrobeats. That's also questionable. But anyway, while she was getting her trophy, she asked Lil Nas X to hold it because it was heavy. Apparently that thing, according to Cardi B, is as heavy as like a fat baby. If you've held a fat baby before, if not, it's just heavy. Just know that. But people then, when they saw that video, they concluded that she was asking Hailey Bailey to hold it. That is obviously ridiculous. She was asking a man to hold it because it's heavy. But now it has kind of sparked a lot of people, including rapper and podcaster Joe Budden, as well as a YouTuber, Armin, I will pronounce his name that way, Wiggins, to also say that, no, this girl, I think somebody needs to call her out because, yeah, she's being uppity African. But, Nyamusugelo Tyler, guys, says Cardi B. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
Y'all trying to make this into like, oh, how rude is she to ask another female artist to hold her award, like she's the help. And I love Hailey, but she didn't even ask Hailey to hold her award. She asked Lil Nas X, a man, to hold it. The thing about her too, that y'all think that she's so, that she acts really uppity. Let me tell you something. A lot of Caribbean people and a lot of African people, like especially girls, like, all right, so I have an older sister, right? Her name is Nikauli. She's also an artist. Her name is Nikauli. She go by Nikki Nikki. And my sister has always been overly confident. And she always been overly confident, over jumpy.
Yeah, so I feel, you know, for somebody who, as Cardi B said, for an artist who does not talk much, except for when receiving these awards and obviously just going on like a media tour, siyam papela o girl, because she's just, siyam papela, yes, she doesn't say much. She's young. Like, what did she do to anybody? Like, just because she doesn't want to grind on Usher, we're going to say that she's like not being cutesy, very demure, very, you know, she's just not.
No, she must just come back home. Like, in 2 hours, it doesn't work for her. It was states. Yeah, she must just come back home.
Yeah, like, well,
at least it's one of the same cards. At least, yeah, cover sharp. But yeah. Tyler, man.
I think, yeah, I like the fact that she has some big sisters in the industry who are at least able to defend her when she can't defend herself. But she's proudly won that uppity African title. And you know what?
Uppity.
I'm uppity African. I will take that. I'm definitely for it.
I'm trying to get Google that uppity.
Uppity. Yes. Having a sense of entitlement and having some arrogance about you.
I must tell my sister, you're uppity African.
You're being uppity right now. Well, onto some lighter news, though. Kaizer Chiefs star Nkosi Ngiphile Ngcobo has tied the knot to his longtime sweetheart. Beautiful.
Ebanyana, replete. Yes. 2 months ago, a month ago, you wrote a story about giving him some
money. Yes. Wedding bells are in the air. I am definitely not holding my breath. I want to catch all of that wedding.
But Ebanyana, but fit. Why is this weekend?
When last did you actually go to a wedding?
That my last wedding was mine.
Oh, damn.
That was in 2014.
Hectic.
So this week I'm going to experience another wedding.
Nice. That's beautiful. I haven't been to a wedding ever since I was like a child, which is crazy. Why are people not getting married around me? Okay.
Phela manje ukudumi udivorce kuphela.
Divorce like niyadivorsana, niyachithelana. We don't believe in love. We all funis tembu. Oh, we want open marriages. Like, what is happening?
Ngapha ile thatha lento uyabona ina
bukhulu. And manje siyasaba because Ulebu Keswa has really made us scared for this love thing. Well, you spoke to her actually, and she recently released a podcast, or did she release it? Or she's about to release a podcast.
Another one, 17 October.
Nice.
Yeah, which is it'll focus on abuse, breakups, and love. But Utare first guest might be it's just score 60%. Might be Silo Makaya Ngube.
Oh, hectic! Yeah. Oh, that's also not far fetched because they're friends. So,
okay.
So that makes sense how that was an easy one to get. But that would be an interesting one because Silo has also had his fair share of bad relationships. Hectic.
I don't know if I'm going to touch what I feel like.
You know, I'm thinking he has a singleness. Like, Ulebu Uyang Tusa, guys. I mean, I think I'm just going to like stay by myself for a bit.
When I look at my life for the past 5 years, I was a bloody zombie.
Huh.
I was a bloody zombie.
I'm lying. I love boys. Okay, cool. On to some other news, though. Longo Tala's theft case has been postponed. In case you want to catch it, he's going to be back at the Randburg Magistrates Court on the 25th of September. Until then, he's still behind bars where his father wants him to be.
Place of safety.
Place of safety. Better locked up than in the streets, he said.
But I wonder if does Chico go and visit him.
Is he not like overseas, like living his best life? Let me not assume. Also, shout out to Chico. Also, I think Chico is fine as hell. Am I allowed to say that? He is fine. He is hot, though. Let's be honest. Like, he has, like, these big arms. Like, let's exercise together. I definitely want to do that with you. Hectic, hectic. Very much old enough to be my daddy. Which is what he's convinced that he is, because apparently we look alike, and I'm just like, okay.
I think I might take this clip to Lamiz, and yo, she's got too
much. Oh my gosh, she will hear me swooning over her father. Oh, okay, in retrospect, I retract all my statements. Not. Anyway, so speaking of rather be behind bars than in the streets, some actress was seen roaming the streets of Yeovil recently.
You.
Usindi Majola.
Brenda Fassie's ex.
What is up with this industry? Goobie.
But I am a team wrong.
Man. If you don't know who Cindy Majola is, she's played roles on Rhythm City, Yizo Yizo, Zone 14. She's, you know, a recognizable face if, you know, from back in the day, if you are were paying attention back in the day, or if you're old enough to know. But yeah, she, you know, there's concerns that are growing on social media for her well-being and everything. Let's have a listen to why.
I asked God. I had everything from her age, 22 years old.
For me.
I had my car, my apartment, my businesses, everything, but it was not happening. They killed my family because of me. I was earning 52,000 in 2 weeks.
It's okay.
And I said, God, please take it all. I want to be like everybody. God told me to say,
are you crying? Should I post you? Should I record you and post you?
That's it.
You might get help.
No, I don't need help.
Can I get a help, please? God. Stop crying. It's okay. It's okay.
Huh. She said she doesn't need any help. So why are we concerned?
No, the way I'll cut in, but as I re-expect her much, so I can't yamala, then I'm vumbugasavumbuanji. And we're focusing on who's that Kalo Ehatebe, the one who used to juke.
Yes.
But Angar Babangata, you.
Babangata.
Babangata.
Yes.
You.
This industry, though, if you're not careful, it will eat you up and spit you out. And I think for me, what was quite interesting from what she was saying is the fact that she would rather not have the riches, the glam, the fame of it. She just wanted to be a normal person. That's how heavy fame can be. And unfortunately, even though she's out of the industry, she's still a recognizable face. And I wonder if, you know, that's... Somebody who can tell us ukuthi but yazi impilo is not that bad is Ugcina Mkhize, after, you know, she received some emotional and some financial support from the public after she went viral for, you know, pleading with the public for some help after her house was sold at an auction. Yeah. 20 grand nyana baratwara mem, which is not enough. It's not enough.
So, still, so secure the house?
I mean, how much is needed? 20 grand, I wonder.
Because 20 grand is nothing.
I mean, if you bought the house for millions and then it was sold again for like other, millions or so. No, thousands, not millions. I don't think you're going to get the house back with some 20 grand. So I really wonder. There is a backup buddy page that was opened, and it's right now sitting at like 4,300 rand. This is upon the 200, the 20 grand. And it says, help save Tina's home. Yeah.
So she must just convert that 4,000 into donations. I think, guys, 400K. It's 400K, right?
Why is it 400K?
If it's 4,000 users on that page, then each of them, they donate maybe 100 bucks.
No, like, it's 4,000 rand that is now in the account.
Ah.
4,347.
She must just get a shake then.
You understand? I also think so. You know, that's another thing. Like, it's quite sad. Yes, your house is gone. What is the... Like, we can't save the home. And yes, there's an emotional attachment to it, but it's really gone. There's laws and legalities. There's a lot that has to, you know, that would have to be involved for her to get that home back. So I think, go Cosmo, go Honeyju.
Yeah, plus, plus, at some point, she wasn't paying for the house monthly. Yeah, so she must just swallow her pride, get a check, or a wheelie kaya, izozo. Start from the bottom, then she'll find herself there again.
The problem is also going from a 4-bedroom to like a 1-bedroom. But life will humble you. You must be careful. That's what it is. That's what the industry is. Somebody who can tell you that life is very humbling, very hectic, is Gagazi FM Unjabs, who's claiming that she was a victim of GBV. Oh my God. Under the hands of a man known to her. What?
Okay.
Without naming names, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead and say it.
Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. We are not naming the perpetrator or the culprit.
We will definitely not give him the airtime or time of day, but I think this is quite a serious thing that, you know, for somebody to go through, and I really hope she gets some healing, some help, some love.
This thing LGBT. Sometimes some of us don't find ourselves between a rock and a hard place. Then we ish awesome not.
Pepisa sana, pepisa wena. Mtana waseka kasi FM. We'll move on from that though and get into something more scandalous to end this off. So there's NEMA Foundation for the deaf is offering Makadzi a free deaf sanitation and sign language masterclass. This is because she had offended the community in some way. I think we need to inform ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
In some shape, form of way, before we use the sign language inaccurately. And I don't know how she did that. Unless if she did that on purpose.
Obvious.
Which was very offensive.
She did it on purpose.
Now she's looking, she's promoting a lot right now and looking like Java. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, Kibun, like with the beard. And
But I'll give her this, her rollout. She has a rollout plan and it's giving. It's giving because we're every week talking about Makadzi. The week won't end without us talking about Makadzi. So there's no such thing as bad publicity. Sort of, kind of.
There is. She must just pay that mashonisa.
She must just pay the mashonisa, then.
she must just pay that mashonisa and we sort it. My God.
Yes. But yeah, otherwise, uso kanama. Alrighty. But that's been it. I guess that's it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalive. This Chisapod is a Times Life production, and our producer is Demi Buzo /Tabo. I have been your host, Joy Mpande.
And
until next time, it's goodbye for now.